Hey everyone, welcome to episode 3 of Gig Bag Chats. Today we're talking with Gary Blitzer from Blitz Marketing. He's going to talk to us a little bit about what a marketer does and how he may be able to be beneficial to your business. Well, Gary, thanks so much for joining us today. I'm excited to talk with you. So first off, I know what you do, but tell everyone else sort of what you do.
Yeah, so after spending about 35 plus years in marketing and advertising, working with businesses of all sizes, national advertisers, local jewelry stores, I really decided at this point in my life I wanted to break away from corporate America and start my own marketing firm. And what I try to do is help the small business cut through the clutter and get their share of voice out there without having to spend too much money, and also help them educate as to the best ways to spend those marketing dollars. But the one thing that I have learned over the years, and the best thing, is just going in and listening, having the opportunity to introduce myself, but asking those questions, taking all the information down, building trust, and then going back to them with hopefully a nice game plan about how to take their business to the next level.
I know that marketing can be just sort of super complicated, from billboards to web ads to TV and do we do radio and all this sort of stuff. You know, it's hard for as a small business owner myself, it's hard to try to encompass all the different things you can do, and cohesive branding and all that's important. So, you know, sort of coming off of that, why is it beneficial for a business owner to hire someone like you, a marketing agency, to take their marketing
over? Well, now even more important, but just over the years in general, business owners have businesses to run. And I know as a TV and radio rep with 40 radio stations, 10 TV stations, billboards, they're inundated on a daily basis. So what I try to do is come in, my first thing I tell them is, you run your business and let me help you drive more customers or whatever your needs are. You've got employees to take care of. You don't need to be handling all the different aspects of marketing. Plus, marketing and advertising changes on a daily basis. What was hot 2 days ago isn't hot anymore. And a lot of times business owners will, I'll come in and ask them, what are you doing? And either they don't know what they're doing, or I'm on TV. Is it working? I don't know. Well, if you don't know, then it's probably not working, because you would hear the buzz in the community or sales would be up. And, you know, for me, it's taking that pressure and that anxiety off their plates. But what I also try and do is develop the relationship, have collaboration. This is not me coming in and changing your business. It's finding out more about your business, the different layers of the business, and how I might be able to help. And accountability is important to me too. I want my business owner that I work with to keep me accountable, but I'm also keeping them accountable. When we say we need a new TV spot in a week, I need them to be available. And then when we place a buy with a radio or TV station, how's that going? What are we seeing? What are the trends? Are the clicks to the website increasing? So all those things, and it's nice to be able to be the eyes and ears of a client out in the marketplace. So when new trends happen, when podcasts or streaming or a good opportunity at a grassroots marketing campaign, I can be there for them.
So I know that one of the questions you said you ask is sort of, what are you doing? You know, give me your game plan. What are some other questions that when you come into a new business and you're just trying to get to know them, or, you know, what are some of the questions that a business owner can be prepared to get from you?
What's your goal? And tell me, the other fun thing that I like to do is talk to, if I go into a car dealer to talk to the owner there, is to talk to some of the salespeople. What are you hearing from your customers? And they're the ones that are a little bit more honest to tell you things. So our F-150 sales are down, or our service department just had to fire 3 people because service is really quiet. So when you go to an owner, you could say to him, hey, I understand your F-150 sales are down. I know how we can turn that around. I've got a couple of ideas. I'd like to meet with you and talk with you about it. He's more anxious to call you back than, hey, I want to learn more about your business. He wants you to be prepared, just like I want him to be prepared. So I think it's more, you know, what are your goals? What's the history of your advertising? What's worked? What hasn't worked? You know, making sure he's in it for the long term. I don't want to go in and talk to somebody and have them after 3 days say, it's not working. You know, so and that happens a lot. You know, they spend $10,000, they believe in you, and then a day later, my phones aren't working or they're not ringing. I get it, but we need to give it some time. So it's really, and I think the most important thing, what do you want to be known for? And most clients don't have an answer for that. So if you want to be known for the best automotive service in the market, you want to be known for the best jewelry at the cheapest price, or whatever your theme and whatever your goals are, let's define them and then build a campaign around it.
Just sort of making sure you establish that brand identity for your company.
Yeah, because you know it's the where's the beef commercials from way back when with Wendy's, or what, you know, have it your way, or Under Armour, or just do it for Nike. Now you don't have to come up with that kind of a perfect slogan and scenario, but you want somebody to have a vision, and that's what I'm here for also. But what do you want to be known for? So when, you know, three guys are sitting at a bar and they're having a couple of drinks and the guy says, I need to get my wife a new car, or it's Valentine's Day, I need some jewelry. You want somebody to say, this is where you should go because I've heard that spot and I believe in it and my friends have used it and it works.
Awesome. Yeah. And one other thing that you mentioned that I always try to tell my clients is that your marketing is very, very effective, but it takes a little bit of time. You're not going to show a commercial and expect the phones to ring 5 minutes after the commercial airs. You know, you got to sort of dive into it for the long haul, you know, to see any sort of change. So yeah, that's definitely a very important one that you brought up.
And, you know, again, that's the accountability part of it. If we are on two radio stations or on a TV and we're doing some billboards and we're not getting response from something, or we're getting a lot of response from something, let's pile more money onto it and take advantage of all that medium has to deliver. But yeah, you got to be in it for the long haul. The one thing that I'm really stringent about is if we're talking about selling outdoor furniture with, like I have with one of my clients, everything that we're talking to is outdoor furniture. And it's the same sale. This is the last thing you want is a customer to come in and talk about ottomans or kitchen furniture, and they want that price and that sale on something, because then you've got a confused customer and odds are you can't satisfy them. So you've got an angry customer. So it's really important, no matter what the message is, spread that message across all advertising mediums.
Do you have any success stories on how some of the clients sort of benefit from your services?
The first one is I was working with Coral Hospitality. They're Brasstown Valley. It's a resort up in the mountains. It's near Athens. And he had told me that he really wanted to take advantage and market to the dog fans because it's a close ride from people who live in and around Athens. So we went and talked to the folks at Cox at Dog Nation, which is a website, and they do something called Around the Doghouse, where it's a weekly feature and you get to sponsor it. So rather than just do a billboard and a commercial, we came up with a campaign where it's get out of the doghouse. And the campaign was centered around the husbands who watch football all Saturday. Here's your chance to get out of the doghouse. Take your wife up to Brasstown Valley for a nice little weekend. You see where I'm going with this? So it's using the platform, but it's also, you know, veering off a little bit. So there was a special code all season long for those who saw the ads and the banner ads. And then at the very end of the year, after the season ended, we had former players the folks from dognation.com and the people and fans and stuff. And they come up to Brasstown Valley for a whole weekend, meet and greet with players, win signed and autographed merchandise. So it all came together with that. And he was extremely happy. And then the second client was an attorney that I was working with, African-American gentleman. And he had told me that in the African-American community, people don't have a tendency to trust attorneys for whatever reason. And so his last name was Hart. And we developed a campaign around having a heart-to-heart conversation with your attorney, again, to get people to feel more comfortable of picking up the phone and not being charged these exorbitant fees. But hey, I've got a problem. I've got a guy who understands, and I'm going to open up myself and basically have a heart-to-heart conversation with an attorney and let them feel what I feel and see if there's an opportunity to help me. So we used iHeartRadio, again, playing off on the heart, and just everything had that symmetry. So there was consistency across all levels, and the phones rang and people picked up the phone and called, and he got a lot of retainers and helped pay for the campaign. And it was very successful as well.
That's awesome. I know it's sometimes it's just nice to be able to, as a small business owner, you just sort of get so inundated with operations and day to day that it's hard to take a step back and sort of see, you know, who, what, you know, marketing campaigns like heart to heart, you know, that's a great idea playing off that, you know, and then Dog Nation. I mean, those are just some really creative, non-traditional sort of ways to advertise your business. And that's one of the great benefits of having a marketer.
Yeah. And the Dog Nation one, I mean, you're a sports guy. I'm a sports guy. So if I'm a, you know, I am a Yankees fan and I see a client support the Yankees, or if somebody sees them supporting Georgia Tech or Florida, you're going to support the clients that support your team. So when Brasstown Valley came to us and said, hey, we want to find something, it wasn't just, hey, let's run a couple of, you know, 15-second ads and hope that it works. Let's integrate into the fabric of the product and let these people feel, yeah, I want to support these guys and, you know, get out of the doghouse. And there's a lot of guys that needed to get out of the doghouse after watching, you know, 15 hours of football every Saturday.
That I can believe. I know, I'm sure I know nothing about that, but yes. Well, Gary, I appreciate your time today. So if there's somebody watching that goes, you know what, I need a marketer. What's the best way to get in touch with you to start that conversation?
Well, cell phone's 24/7 and it's 770-330-6821, 770-330-6821, or blitzmarketing714@gmail.com. And look, again, all I want to do is have the conversation with you about how I can help. I don't have all the answers, but what I do have after 35 years in this business is industry knowledge and a lot of contacts. So stretching your marketing dollars a lot further than you can on your own. And in this day and age when, you know, a lot of people are going paycheck to paycheck or they're having to fire people, I think I can turn that around, increase sales, increase traffic, web traffic, and you know, make your business top of mind with current and potential customers.
Perfect. That is great information. Well, Gary, I appreciate your time today. I appreciate learning a little bit more about what you do and marketing in general. And I look forward to working with you again.